Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 101. This episode is brought to you by... Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Dr. Gigi. Today we will be talking about don't yield, how persistence and determination can lead you to success. We are talking about not yielding because the road to success is a very lonely, challenging, it's a very hard road. And there's always yielding and stopping signs along the way. And if you are not sure of who you are and where you're going, you might be tempted to yield. And this is what we're going to talk about. The road to success reminds me of the famous poet Robert Frost, his poem, The Road Less Traveled. And this is where we're going. The road that is well traveled is a road that is full of people. I mean, you will want for nothing. You will have directions. You will have maps. You will have people to guide you. You will have all the resources you need to succeed. But the road less traveled is full of thorns, is full of curves and potholes and hazards of all kinds. And it's a very fearful, intimidating road. And it's often very lonely. And if you don't know yourself, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know why you're going there, you may be tempted to go to the other side, to go to the road that is well traveled. I always say that your will to win should never be negotiated. But you know, when you are lonely, when you are tired, when you are frustrated, when you feel burnt out and you have failed 1,000 times, you might want to reconsider, right? You might want to be like, wow, it would have been so much easier if I did this. As a matter of fact, I think I shared this with my husband so many times. I said, this entrepreneurial experience, you know, it would have been easier for me to just keep a job and do my job, come home, do my home thing, my cleaning, my cooking, my, you know, soccer mom stuff, and live a carefree life. But the entrepreneurial life, it's one that is full of these obstacles that you constantly have to overcome. And it's a lonely road because oftentimes we're looking for people to support us. We're looking for people who really see our vision. And it's, I know you have experienced this, right? You haven't been able to find it. And if you have, oh my gosh, you are blessed beyond measures. You are blessed beyond measures if you find it. But the majority of entrepreneurial people or people who want to live their best lives and people who want to go and do the untraditional, you will not find the support because people always want you to find a real job. A real job means a 9-to-5. A real job means to, you know, go the traditional way, go to school, get your degree, and get to work. That's a real job. But the person, you and I, who wants to live our best life, who want to really contribute something differently to humankind, we are drawn towards that road less traveled. And I think every one of us is called to travel that road. But not the majority of us don't want to. It's too hard. It's too difficult. So therefore, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to. It's too hard. We don't want to do hard things. We don't want to take the risk. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to be uncomfortable. So we take the easy way out. So if you are one of those resilient souls who are like, you know what, this has been on my mind since I was a child, and this is what I want to do, and this is, I may not know how I want to do it, but I know I need to be in a different place doing something better, doing something more satisfying. So you will go towards that road that is less traveled. And it is not a mistake, even though it has no guardrails, it has no maps, it has no directions, it has no tour guides, but it is the experience for you. It is the experience that will help you overcome all of these obstacles that will stand in your way. And they will stand in your way. They will stand in your way. It's amazing to me that the feeling of loneliness, when you really feel lonely, when you feel like you're not supported, when you feel like you're not in the, you're not meshing with everybody. It seems like you have a totally different direction. That's when you know that you are on the right path, because you are going against the flow. But I want you to know, even though you feel alone, you are not alone. You have other people. You know, they may be way ahead of you or way in the back of you, trying to walk that same road, as difficult, as hard, as lonely, as frustrating, tiring as it is, intimidating as it is. They feel like it is a must for them to do it. And it's a place, because it's so intimidating, because it's so fearful, it's a place that no one wants to go to. Why would you want to go on a dark, icy, hard road where you can barely see, where no one is around, where there's no tour guide, there's no map, there's really nothing except heartache, right? Because you have to go against your comfort and you have to push through until you really become that person that you've always wanted to be. I'm reminded by a verse, Matthew 9, verse 37. It says that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. There is abundance. As much as we think that there's not enough in this world to go around, if you have a scarcity mentality, you don't have an abundance mentality, you think that there's little to go around. All right? You think that there's little to go around, but this verse says otherwise. There are plenty to go around. There's plenty to be done. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Why are the workers few? Because most people, like Russell Brunson says, are drifters. They are drifters. They just want to go from one thing to the other. They are not driven to be committed to a specific thing. Because the minute it gets hard, the minute it gets difficult, the minute it's not fun, they go to the next thing. There are about 2 to 3% of people who are driven to go after what they want, to go after their calling, to go against the flow, to travel the road less traveled. Because it's something that is difficult. Not many people want to do that. Because on that road, if you're not committed, if you're not willing to make sacrifices, you will fail. And sacrifices plus commitment, according to Ed Milet, equals freedom. So if you're not willing to be committed, if you're not willing to make sacrifice, you are basically saying you are willing to be in bondage. So commitment plus sacrifice equals freedom. Because essentially you are looking to have more time, you are looking to have more money, you are looking to have better relationships, you are looking to be a better parent, you are looking to have all these extraordinary experiences that requires you to become someone else, that requires you to put in a lot of work and time so that you can live in the home that you want to live. You can travel the way you want to travel. You can contribute to humanity the way you want to do it. So it requires some sacrifice and commitment. And along the way, as you are going through that journey, as you are traveling this journey, there are so many obstacles you have to overcome because there's really no direction. And you don't know exactly where you're going to end up. You don't know exactly what the ultimate goal is, because along the way you are being redirected, you are learning, you are growing, you are overcoming doubt that you have about yourself. You are overcoming all sorts of fear that are keeping you, that threatens to keep you stuck, not moving. You are overcoming anxiety. You are overcoming imposter syndrome. You are overcoming rejection. You are overcoming isolation. You are overcoming loneliness, pain. And let me tell you, when you are battling with these obstacles, you know that you are on the right road because you are going against the flow. You are not letting in. You are doing something. You are taking action. You are shifting. You are changing your mindset. You are becoming more confident as a result because you are facing it head on. And you're saying, it doesn't matter what I have to go through, but I will go through it because you have been called to do more. And along the way, when you've experienced all of these things, or when you've experienced all the setbacks, and you will get a lot of them, setbacks that will threaten your very existence, setbacks that threatens all of the progress you have made, sometimes it will be more than setbacks. It will be catastrophes that threatens to derail your entire life, your entire livelihood. Sometimes you will experience excruciating pain. And then you will ask yourself this question: is it worth it? Is it worth it for me to experience all of these things? Is it worth it for me to be lonely? Is it worth it for me to be isolated? Is it worth it for me to be rejected all the time? Is it worth it for me to be fearful all the time of certain things that I think might go wrong? Is it worth it? And then that's when you will listen to your inner voice, because you've always known that you were supposed to do something more, something big, something more impactful. You know it. So it doesn't matter how painful it is. Although at the time you're like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can go another step. Those are the yield signs that will come along the way. The doubt telling you to yield. Fear telling you to yield. Anxiety telling you to yield. Imposter syndrome telling you to stop. Yield. Rejection. Stop. Yield. Isolation. Loneliness. But when you refuse to yield, when you say, I will persevere, I am determined to continue this, to accomplish my goal, then that's when you know you have become a different person. You are confident because you are willing to stay the course, and you are willing to learn along the way so that if there's anything that needs changing, if you need to course correct, guess what? You are more than willing to do that because you have been there. You have been there, and you are not so hungry anymore for people to support you and see things your way. Because you know what? God did not give that dream to them. God gave them to you. God gave that dream to you. And then you will put into perspective that you know, you would love your loved ones to support you. But you know, if they don't support you, you're okay. You're okay because you know exactly what you needed to do. What you need to do, and you're doing it. I was listening to Gayle King not too long ago, and she was talking about her ex-husband, and she was saying how she would never be where she is right now if she had stayed married to him. Because when she was becoming popular and it was, you know, she was getting stories, she was on TV and all this and that, she was an anchor. She was not even doing half of the things she's doing today. But her then husband said, I can't wait until this girl S, the S word, is over. And she said she remember thinking that, you know what? I would love someone to love this girl crap, you know, not get tired of it. I want somebody who's going to support me, not somebody who's going to get annoyed every time I get successful in doing something. So yes, when your significant other is not willing to support you, it is an obstacle. But ultimately, the responsibility is yours to carry. Okay, if you've been called to be one of those laborers in Matthew 9:37, then you are. There's no way that you can do anything about it because it will continue to call to you. Are you going to become numb and not respond? Are you going to keep denying yourself? No, you will get up there and you will do what you need to do. And yes, when you get stuck, when you feel lonely, when you feel like you can't go on anymore, you know, one of the best things to do to get out of your own head is to start helping others. Find a way to be of service to your fellow humans. Because, you know, that brings some light into your world. That brings some significance into your world. And that brings some curiosity and open-mindedness and all that opens up new avenues, new opportunities, new way of looking at things, new perspective, right? And it helps you to be at a higher vibrational frequency so that you can pick up on more of the positive things instead of the negatives, right? So you cannot go wrong with helping others, with being of service, doing something completely different than what you are currently doing. That's how we get out of ourselves. Because whenever we keep thinking, oh, I'm lonely. Oh my gosh, I'm rejected. And I'm this and I'm that. We become unhealthily self-centered because we are constantly now talking about ourselves, our needs, what we need. So we focus on ourselves. We want to focus on others. Whenever we get to a place where we feel like we can't take another step. You have to also remember that you are looking for that freedom, freedom to choose your time, freedom to have the resources to get whatever you want, whenever you want, the time to spend with your children, the kind of life you want to provide for your family. That's the freedom you're looking for, the freedom to contribute to society and really help in meaningful ways. That's why you are committed. That's why you're making all these sacrifices. But if you don't commit, then you are saying you're committing to bondage. And we don't want to be in bondage, right? We don't want to be in bondage to anything or anybody. We want the freedom to just create a life that we love and a life that will bring happiness and contribution to other people. Right? I mean, we can't make people happy, but we can certainly provide ways to better people's lives. And I'm thinking of a few people here who have, you know, done the impossible, you know. I'm thinking of Liz Murray, you know, who grew up homeless in New York City and went on to attend Harvard University. She faced a lot of different obstacles, drug-addicted parents, poverty, lack of access to education. But you know what? She overcame all these barriers. She sought help from like mentors. She applied for scholarships and she made it to Harvard. How many people you think told her that there's no way that could be done? You mean with your story, you mean with your background, with your family, you going to Harvard? Yeah, right. Okay. You know? So and I'm sure she knew in her mind that that's what she was going to do, but she had to face a lot of obstacles. I'm thinking of Tatiana McFadden, a Paralympic athlete who was born with spina bifida and paralyzed from the waist down. She faced a lot of barriers growing up, such as lack of accessibility, discrimination, lack of support for disabled athletes. But guess what? Tatiana did not let that stop her. She overcame barriers by advocating for herself, finding supportive coaches and mentors. She worked tirelessly to improve her athletic abilities. I mean, imagine that. Imagine that. And you have all your body parts. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, this person is missing so many body parts and are able to do all of this thing. What am I doing with my body parts? You know, it helps you to really think of, to put things into perspective. Okay, a lot of times when we are thinking that we have to follow the road less traveled, it's easy to think that way. But I'm thinking of Elon Musk, who is the self-taught innovator, who dropped out of college and went on to become a successful entrepreneur and innovator. I mean, love him or hate him, he has been doing incredible work. He taught himself computer programming and other skills. And now, I mean, he didn't want to go the traditional educational way. He went the unconventional way to make himself the success that he is. I mean, everybody would have said, hey, that's the terrible idea for you to drop out of school and do what? Why don't you stay in school and do the traditional thing? But imagine if he had done that. I mean, I wonder what would that destroy within him? I'm thinking of the artist turned CEO, Sofia Amoroso, who went from selling vintage clothing on eBay to founding the successful fashion brand Nasty Gal. I mean, she used social media and other unconventional marketing tactics to grow her business. And you know what? I'm sure she had so many discourage her from doing that. And that's the thing. You will get, unfortunately, the people closest to you will discourage you, will want you to get a real job, will want you to do the traditional path, to travel the road well-traveled, because you know what? That's what they know. That's what they know. And then as humans, we tend to gravitate towards the easiest. Whatever's most comfortable for us, that's where we're going to go. Because we go towards pleasure, not pain. The unconventional career path for Tim Ferriss, who left a successful career in finance to become a writer, podcaster, and investor. He's the famous 4-Hour Week author and so many others along the way, and I'm sure so many more to come. So, I mean, imagine, I think his path is like an incredible path. I mean, I have my son graduating from, you know, high school, and also he's about to get his 2-year degree. And, you know, he's not sure exactly what he wants to be. And I would like an environment, a college environment, where kids can experiment with different career paths and lifestyles to find what worked for them. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But we put everybody in the same box and everybody have to follow the same path. And sometimes, not sometimes, as we can see right now, because more and more, I think 40% of students are refraining from going to college because they see a more viable path. Because many of them don't even know exactly what they want to do. Not even exactly, they don't know. So colleges need to step up in that facet so that they can really help our young people to find themselves. So you see, it's amazing to me that You are one of the workers called to do this important work. Whatever calling you have on your heart, you've been called. And you've been called because you have been hearing this voice over and over again. And it doesn't matter how long it's been. It kept coming back to you. And you know you need to do something about it. It's incredible. You are called to travel that road, the road that you may not want to travel right now, but you know you have to because you've been called. You are one of the workers that's been called to do this. And it's going to be difficult. It's going to be lonely. It's going to be hard. There's going to be obstacle along the way, but you know what? You will make it. You will make it. All right? So if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, and also leave us a 5-star review and a 5-star rating so other listeners can find us. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Also, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review so other people can find the show. We are working on growing this podcast to number one, and we need your help. Also, you can find us on social media platforms at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. Until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything and everything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time.